Hi, this is Tony Finnicker, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Dane Richards, CTO at JMR Software. This is another podcast in our series on InsurTech and technology in the insurance industry in general. Dane, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much, Tony. It's a pleasure to join you in this short little podcast.
Dane, firstly, thanks again for presenting at InsurTech 2020. I look forward to seeing your views on the latest innovations in platforms and APIs and technology in the industry in general. And then we can this morning maybe just touch on two or three things as a sort of a heads up on what's coming. So to start off with, maybe you can just give us a bit of a heads up as to what you see as the main trends that are shaping platform development industry.
Yeah, sure, Tony. So from my perspective, I think the title for the talk we're doing is Platforms, the Backbone of Insurance Platform Technology. And for me, that analogy is very apt, I think, for insurance platforms and platforms in general. As a system that goes, your backbone is your strongest part of the body, and it's there to support your other underlying systems behind that, but you're only ever as strong as your backbone. And I think this is relevant to platforms in general. So what I see is there's a trend, and it's not a very new trend in itself, but one has two sets of software architectures. The first is, as a company, you purchase a software solution that encompasses your entire business process. A lot of times, companies tend to find that gets them stuck in a number of situations where it's very inflexible to work within the product, because some products do things better than others. You have a platform administration system that does a very good job at administering your policies, and there may be another system, for example, for claims, that does a process entirely different, which suits your business better. So the trend is largely what we call a software platform, where the structure is there in place that you give the opportunity that multiple different systems are able to talk to one another and becomes one cohesive platform at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. From my opinion personally, this is definitely the trend where, as an insurer, this is where you want to progress it, because you get a lot of benefits out of that. Is you become more flexible, etc. You're able to keep up to a large degree, I think, a lot faster with regulation using a platform than a sort of a closed-off singular product. However, and I think this is where, for my talk, I'm keen to explore various areas where, as a platform, there's a number of hidden pitfalls or potential scenarios that one would need to be aware of when you're implementing a platform. And these things are very much related to what one thinks are simple processes, but could become more complex down the line if you don't have a grasp of your platform as general.
Mm-hmm. Quite interesting information. If you look at what you've just said now, and in general, the technology space around insurance, do you still see some radical innovation coming through?
So that's a very good question. I think particularly with platform-related products, right? So when you're talking platform, it's about orchestrating your systems together. I think they're the very tried and tested architecture. You know, there's key fundamental concepts that I don't think are ever going to be radically different with insurance platforms. That is obviously policy administration, billing, and claims are generally the large three ones there. I think in a real-world scenario, most of the innovation would happen within the product space. So as a platform, if you have your quoting engine, for example, there's new innovation there in terms of what's the better way to deliver a more customized rate to a person based on various rating factors. We're seeing a lot of innovation in that particular area. The other area is around sort of onboarding customers and their experience of getting a custom quote. But then over and above, how does one administer that? So you have online portals in terms of administering a policy, lodging a claim, etc. But I think fundamentally, when we look at the platform, how one orchestrates that system together, that's a very tried and tested process. There may be new ways of doing things, but the fundamental business model is pretty set at this stage.
So based on that, and looking at it as almost the fundamental ground rules with regards to the platforms, etc., and then the innovations that sits around that, what do you see as the most important areas for the industry to focus on in their technology strategy?
Yeah, again, a very good question. So I think from my perspective, the key aspects in terms of focusing on your platforms, in order for you to become be able to be innovative, is first you have to focus on the key basic aspects. And I think there's three main aspects here. The first one is your key identification. Are you able to go back to your data? Do you reliably know that you have a single master for each point of your information? And this, a good example of this is your customer data. Does it appear in one location that you're 100% certain that this set of data is represented across your application here? Because if it's not, then you hit a lot of blockers down the way that would impact you innovating. So, for example, I think a good example of this is regulation changes. One of the newer regulations coming out is Rule 13, where as a policy, as an insurer, you need to have the ability from your platform to pass all that information back to the insurer and the reinsurer. They want direct access to policy information that you've gathered for all your customers. And so in that case, it's not really an innovation, but in a sense, a regulation. If your information is not facilitated in a single point, then that becomes very difficult to move on. But just off the bat of that example, a lot of innovation one would want to do, maybe you're adding on data analysis or machine learning to your processes. The only way one can realistically bring in those systems if you start with a good base set within your data. So that's one of the first key aspects. The second issue, this is more an operational side of things. And the best place to progress in this instance is to understand your black boxes. And what I mean by black boxes is, we see this occasionally throughout the sectors, and it especially applies to rating engines, is you have a process where you're rating a particular product, but the mechanism that rating is done under is not understood. As a system, you understand it as you pass it a bunch of information, it then does something magically behind the scenes, and then you're presented with a rating result. And so one of the first steps, in my opinion, would be that you want to go through a process where you start understanding and defining these black box systems. So even though you're not interested in how the result is produced, you still understand how it ultimately ends up calculating those results.
That's very interesting. I mean, it seems like the sort of almost narrative that keeps coming back is that, the fundamentals, and that's your backbone, has to be sorted, and you have to make sure that and then take sort of the pain of any innovations that you want to have, compliance that is needed, customer service, all of that. And again, I mean, that's what's so interesting for me, is it comes back to that backbone, everything around that.
Yeah, exactly that. And as I said, I think the analogy here is perfectly spot on. It's, as you said, it comes back to your backbone. It's getting the fundamentals right And only then, if the fundamentals are right, do you have the opportunity to look further outwards from your system. And I think that's, from my perspective, where I'd like to structure and what I'm going to talk around when we're at the conference in March, is really just around having a conversation around what are the fundamentals, what sort of pitfalls there may be, in the sense that if you either you have an existing platform or if a person you're considering bringing on a new insurance platform, it's really exploring these sort of fundamentals within a platform.
Yeah, brilliant. Dan, I look forward to that. And thank you very much for sharing some of those thoughts with us today.
No, thank you, Tony. It's been great chatting to you. And we'll see you soon at the conference.
Yes.
For everyone else listening.
Yeah. And then, have a nice day further and good luck with the preparation.
Great. Thank you very much, Tony.